You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Umar Nias to score and Hull to win was 21-10. That's been enhanced to 5-2. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 7-1. Tom, this has got to be the first time Hull have been odds on to win a Premier League game this season, maybe even ever. Hull odds on to win a league game. They've lost back-to-back away games against Manchester City and Stoke, losing both those games 3-1. But their home form has been simply incredible, really. They've not been beaten at home since Boxing Day in all competitions, and they've won 7 of those 9 matches as well, Tom.
And you know what else is key in that run? They're scoring goals. I mean, they've pretty much landed over 1.5 goals in nearly all those home matches as well since they've been on that run. It's only that one all draw against Burnley that's caused the problems. They're still conceding, but all of a sudden, you know, they're a team that can sort of bank on themselves scoring 2 and 3 goals, and that's the difference, you know, between... I mean, I think actually on paper, you know, Middlesbrough have probably on paper, you know, a better maybe at 11, but for some reason, and it's absolutely inexplicable to me, and even Hull fans I know cannot seem to explain this, how Marco Silva has got basically a group of players that no one else really wants. He's dealt with all these injuries, and he's turned what is not a particularly, and I don't think Hull fans would mind me saying, it's not a particularly kind of intimidating, you know, atmosphere at the KCOM Stadium. It's not, you know, it's not one of those difficult places to go. It's not like the pitch is an asset for them. I don't know what the problem is for visiting teams and what has gone on to turn, you know, Hull into such a force. And to be honest, I don't really care. All I'm bothered about is the fact that they are, you know, winning games and scoring goals. And I look at Watford and I think, well, what, one win away from home since October? That was against Arsenal. And we have to kind of put that in a little bit of perspective. So they're not showing any kind of threat for me, Watford. I know they've picked up a few results here and there. And, you know, they have upset us a few times when we've backed against them. But you can't be backing them in this match, surely. I mean, Hull have got now the home games to get themselves out of trouble, because they've got Sunderland coming to their gaff shortly, and they host Tottenham at the back end of the season. But, you know, the next two home matches are absolutely crucial for Hull if they're to try and pull themselves away. And with Swansea being at home against Stoke, this is a similar sort of fixture for Hull against a team that's going nowhere. So Hull are the safer bet for me. If you're looking at Hull or Swansea for an outright price, Hull without question. And you might want to look, I think it's a similar price to the outright for Hull over 1.5 goals. It's 10-11. Again, something they've done at home in 8 of their last 9 matches.
Hull are odds on 19-20 to win this game. Derek, Watford have won 3 of their last 4. Let's not forget that. They're on 40 points, so clearly nothing to play for. But it is reflected in the points that the need for Hull is greater than that of Watford's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why the 10-11. But I underline the odds compiler's view here. I think the good odds on shots here, Hull.
Right.
You know, when you look at their home form, they're absolutely tremendous. I mean, Watford won the reverse fixture in October 1-0 thanks to a Michael Dawson own goal. They had 23 shots in that match with none on target. I mean, that takes skill, doesn't it? It also takes Troy Deeney, I think. I mean, it was an incredible statistic, that. You know what, one on it is another statistic. I looked at what Watford did last season once they got to safety, once they got to 41 points. I'm quite a little
statsman, aren't you?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe that, would you? No, they got to 41 points with a victory on April the 16th last season. They lost 4 of their next 6 games, mostly against useless sides. Mm. In other words, you know, they took their foot off the gas big time once safety was sealed, and I expect them to do that again. It's a bit like Stoke at Swansea here. You know, Watford going through a whole team that you know are going to be at you all the time because they have to be. Oh God, do I fancy this game? No, would be the answer. Got to go for Hull.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.